The senior policy officer of the AGI, John Defo, has been speaking about challenges confronting the manufacturing and processing sectors of the economy. Speaking to Radio Ghana on the issue, Mr. Defo said inadequate electricity has been a matter of concern, but that is no longer the challenge now because the energy problem is an issue of the past. He said for now, there's great optimism in investment portfolio, especially in the agricultural and construction sectors. He spoke to George Ankra.
First of all, it's important to put the barometer in context. What we released recently is very specific to the fourth quarter of last year. That's quarter four. So the results that you see are specific to that quarter. But over the period, there have been a couple of challenges that face industry. In the business barometer report we released recently, the key challenges were the high cost of electricity, inadequate power supply, and then taxes, and they follow in that order. So these were the specific challenges for the fourth quarter. However, in the last time I did mention that lately we've seen quite a number of taxes coming up, what we term multiplicity of taxes. And I think they are having very serious effects on businesses in general. They ultimately add up to the cost of doing business.
Has anything changed from the first quarter now that we have seen improved energy supply to the manufacturing sector?
It may be too early to assess that. You recall that the increment came somewhere towards the end of December, when indeed most industries had gone on recess. So that didn't really reflect in the survey. But I guess if you did a survey from this January onward, you know, people would tell you that, you know, power is quite stable. For us, what is key for us is the reliability and stability. These are the two key things we look out for. And you'd also notice that in quarter three, one of the key challenges was inadequate power supply. But in quarter four, the key challenge that came up first was rather the high cost of electricity. So that has been a shift in terms of the challenges that we face.
So now, what is the outlook when we want to look at the current challenges?
In the next quarter, let's say this very, very first quarter of 2016, it's a normal thing that businesses plan the year very well. So there is a very high level of optimism regarding business confidence because everybody wants to start on a good note. Inadequate power supply has been a challenge. But if the current power level that we are enjoying is sustained, I guess the issue of inadequate power supply may be a thing of the past. There have been concerns regarding the cost of electricity. But for us also, again, the alternative, which are generators, are much more expensive than the grid electricity. So the prospects for the very first quarter for 2016, there's quite a high level of optimism from the business community.
If you say there's a high level of optimism, what is the profile of investors who are knocking at your doors, and which specific areas would they want to invest in?
I guess EIPC can comment better on that because they normally welcome the investment community. But I think there are key areas that have potential for growth in our economy. And I can look at the construction sector. There are prospects for energy supply. There are areas that call for investment, particularly the infrastructure, power generation and stuff like that. Another area that I can think of is the plastic sector. So generally, the construction sector, energy, and then agro-processing are key areas for investment.
On how to improve the industrial sector, Mr. Defo suggested that government broaden the tax net to ensure that manufacturers pay the correct taxes. All loopholes must also be blocked at the ports to enable government to rake in more revenue for development.
If you look at the membership for AGI, most of our members are typical manufacturers. One of the concerns we have raised is the cost of credit and access to credit. Lending rates are so high, you cannot borrow. You know, access is quite a challenge. When banks are giving out very short-term facilities, that is not really what manufacturers want. Manufacturers want medium to long-term facility, not for a 1 year, you know, which can do much for them. But we notice that for most of the banks, they prefer to give out to people who can turn around the funds quickly, like, let me say, traders, you know, at very high interest rates. But that is not what typical manufacturers want. We want medium to long-term facilities. That is one. I also think on the issue of taxes, to look at the tax profile of the current taxpayers, it is virtually the same people who are paying the tax, the same business. They have been very tax compliant, so they become an easier, you know, target for the tax authorities. I think the tax net ought to be broadened. Government must put systems in place and structures such that you can reach out to much of the informal sector. There are people who do businesses and they generate a lot in a day, yet their revenues go untaxed. So it's an areas that government should look at. That is second. And also on the taxes again, if you look at the port, I think we should strengthen revenue collection at the port. I believe there are areas of leakage that ought to be blocked. So these are my few comments regarding what government has to do.
If you are asked to give government a roadmap for industry to develop and fast-track development, what suggestion would you be giving government?
I think the structures are already laid. As we speak, we have the Ghana Industrial Policy. It defines what has to be done. This document was launched, I recall, 2011. And it defines all the milestones and what we seek to achieve as a country. So we can't reinvent the wheel. I think it's important government revisits that industrial policy and then see that the major challenge has been with the implementation. We're very good at policy formulation and stuff like that, but when it comes to implementation, it's always a hurdle. I think government must commit funds to the effective implementation of the Ghana industrial policy because it captures most of the things that we keep talking about.